You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey guys, what's up? Richie here. Welcome to episode 3 of the Band Geek podcast. We recorded this one in the second week of April, and this is our first guest show. We had a student of mine and Anne-Marie's, Ariel Perez, who is an amazingly talented singer and songwriter, and she was a very good sport. She let us iron out the kinks of our interviewing skills because we have a lot of guest performers planned for future shows, and Ariel was great coming on and letting us try out some stuff on her. And it's also a great show. It's even though it's like a test show, she was a great guest to have, and she sang a bunch of songs with us, and I hope you like it. While we're here, I'm going to plug some stuff. If you are in the Warsaw, Indiana area, this Friday, June 13th, Blue Oyster Cult is playing a show at the Glover Pavilion on Friday night. So come on down, say hello. And to check us out and other amazing podcasts, go to www.riotcast.com and subscribe. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Band Geek Podcast. I'm Richie Castellano. Joining me today is Jarrett Pressman.
What's up, babies?
Phil Castellano.
Hey, ladies.
Andy Ascalise.
Ladies.
Anne-Marie Castellano.
Ladies.
Back there is Brandy Metaxas.
Ladies.
Say it louder.
Ladies.
Thank you. And our special guest today is Ariel Perez.
Woohoo! I'm going to say hello, fellas.
Who's a lady?
She's the lady.
I am a lady. They were saying hi to me.
Whoa.
To be fair, I said babies, and then everybody said ladies. It's like a terrible game of telephone, this podcast.
No, this podcast is going to be cool because this is going to be an all-in-one sampler. You know when you're like at Bennigan's or Applebee's, and they have the sampler on the appetizer menu?
That's usually what I order for dinner.
But like, of course, I have to bring it back to food.
You can eat like a bean, and you're done.
No.
So, this is a sampler because we're going to try a bunch of different things that are going to come back later on theme shows. So first of all, we have Ariel here, who is our guest. So this is our first test guest.
Woo!
You're like a practice guest.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm like a guinea pig.
A test guest.
Hey, easy. Easy. There's a lot of vowels in this room. You can't, don't use that term.
That's like inviting somebody over for dinner and being like, we don't know how to make this, but would you eat it anyway, please?
I'm testing the poison. It's fine.
And the other thing is our three musical selections are kind of like from different theme shows I'd like to do. And Jarrett said last time that we were going to be doing theme shows, and we are. And, you know, we have some pretty funny ideas. And, you know, if you've listened to the previous podcast, you've heard Jarrett and his kazoo prowess. So I would love to do a whole show of just songs with like famous sax solos, but played on kazoo.
I told you, man, all I want to do is Baker Street.
How does that want to go? Oh, it's... Oh, here.
What about
that? Isn't that for like 15 minutes?
C sharp, and then it goes to B. One, two.
Major.
I've heard this like once.
It has that awesome guitar solo. Wow, 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 wow.
I also want to be like greased up like that sax guy in The Lost Boys.
What about
you have to play Careless Whisper.
Yeah.
That's the sexiest one.
I next time. Practice it.
Yeah, practice. We're blowing it.
That's too much sexy for right now.
I want to learn how to play on a side whistle.
But anyway, like we want to do shows that are themed like that and have different kind of... I have a list of like 50 ideas for shows, and I keep like texting everybody with these like, hey, what if we do a show that's only this? You know, can I spoil one?
Sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to do one that was like all gypsy jazz, but like not gypsy jazz songs. Like we could do a Katy Perry song
in
the style of gypsy jazz. Speaking of Katy Perry, the reason I have Ariel here is because, first of all, no one knows who you are, and I've done a terrible job of introducing you. I'm sorry. This is why you're the guest, the test guest.
So bad.
Okay. Ariel is a very special girl. She is a student of mine and Anne-Marie's.
Yes.
Sorry, woman.
I'm a woman.
I just feel like when you
she's a very special girl.
When you preface like that, it makes them sound like they're a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah, I felt like
we're doing her a huge favor by letting her come here. No, we're, you know, they're giving us money for letting her come here. No,
her parents asked us to watch her.
10 cents a day, please.
Oh wow.
Anyway, Anne-Marie and I teach private lessons, and Ariel is the only student to take lessons from both of us at the same time.
Yes.
So what did you study with Anne-Marie?
Are they complaining lessons?
Studied vocals with Anne-Marie.
And what did you study with me?
Guitar.
And who's a better teacher?
This, what?
Me, right?
You're a terrible teacher.
Anyway, they were both great. They were both very nice.
It Hold on, special. Andy, are you trying to say something to me?
Yeah, just turn up her vocals.
You can't hear her?
Oh, yeah. It's because I choose to speak like dainty.
No, I think the input's
You're the weapon
low.
I choose.
Oh, the input? Hold on.
Reference.
Try your mic again.
Spoiler.
Hello.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Hi, so, how are you doing?
She's a very talented singer and Thank songwriter. You. Hey, if people want to go hear your music, where can they go?
Oh, I'm plugging myself. Facebook. There's facebook.com/Ariel Music. That's
and,
me.
And how do you spell your name? Because you have an interesting spelling.
It's spelled like the dictionary word, so it's not like the Little Mermaid. It's A-E-R-I-A-L.
While we were having lessons...
Mm-hmm.
Your lesson was one of the... I'd say this to most of the students, but anyway. Your lesson's the most fun lesson.
Yay!
No, I had a few really fun students, and you were one of them. And
thank you.
You and I share a love
yes.
for Katy Perry.
Yes.
In fact, we're going to see her in June.
Yes, we are.
Wait, so... July, sorry.
Oh, okay. Damn. We are going to see her in June at her home.
Now, what do you think out of the three albums, Katy Perry, there's One of the Boys, uh-huh. Teenage Dream,
yeah.
and Prism.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite one?
Mine is One of the Boys.
I agree.
It has the best stuff on it.
So you and I, we during our lessons, we learned the entire album.
Yeah.
So you have a book with the chords for mm-hmm. every single thing. Now, what do you have to say about that experience? As a student, how did you find learning those songs?
Well, I loved it because I'm obsessed with her. But, like, if I didn't come in with the book, you would teach me, like, Pantera. And
Oh, right.
It was horrible. I mean, I like it, but I can't play
Pantera's
that.
Pantera's awesome.
And then well, no, there are.
I'd want to learn you have Pantera. I'd be mad if you taught me a Katy Perry song.
That's how he would be everybody else.
One of my mentors and musical heroes is Ron Thal, who is Bumblefoot and who plays with Guns N' Roses. And I would really like to get him on the show, even though he'll never come on the show. But maybe we'll do a Ron Thal-themed episode without him and then send it to him and say, please come on the show, and then he'll have to come on the show. Anyway, I spent a lot of time with him. I learned so much from him. And he – basically, I wouldn't be doing the show without him because I was very serious about music until I met Ron, who was the best musician I ever met and who was – didn't take it seriously at all, and everything was comedy, and he made it really funny, and would just do funny versions of things and make trumpet noises, but everything he was doing was musically sound and incredible. So one of the things I took from him is when you would forget your book taking lessons with Ron, he would make you do a punishment assignment. Like, he would teach you Dancing Queen or Staying Alive. And this is to all, because all metalheads took lessons from him.
Yeah.
So I had metalheads, and I'd say, oh, you forgot your book? Oh, we're doing a Britney Spears song today. But Ariel, if I would say, we're doing a Britney Spears song, she'd go, oh, yay.
You know what I mean?
So I go, you're doing a Pantera song. And then, like, the kid after her would come in and go, oh, cool, you're doing Pantera. Awesome. And she'd be like, I forgot my book. And he goes, I had to learn Katy Perry when I forgot my book. So I would give her that. But anyway,
I flipped it.
See, so you have to choose the punishment for the student.
Yeah.
You know, there was one student I had who was punishment proof, and that was your friend Steven Rosenberg. That kid likes everything.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he likes everything from, like, Megadeth to musical theater. Like, there's nothing you can give him that he'll be like, you know... Oh, okay. So, you know, there's one thing I did give him that he hated.
Sergio Mendez, Never Gonna Let You Go. And I sat there and I made him learn it by himself. I just sat there with my arms folded and like, write the chords down. You forgot your book.
The song that has every chord in it.
We're
it
doing that song on this 18 podcast.
18 times.
That'll be on the man and woman duet show.
No, that'll be on the man and woman duets that you and Andy sing to one another show.
Yeah, Anne-Marie wants no part of any of the songs I want to duet with her.
All right. Okay. Next time Anne-Marie's sick, we'll do that show.
Yeah.
That should be in like 2 weeks.
Well, we're recording it. Oh. We can go back and listen to it.
We're having a conversation.
So my favorite Katy Perry song ever is Self-Inflicted. Yeah. I just think it's an awesome song. And I feel like this is a song that I use to turn people. Like when people talk to me and say, why do you like Katy Perry so much? Like, you're a professional musician. Don't you think all pop music is garbage? I'm like, listen to this song. First of all, it rocks. And the lyrics are awesome. Yeah. And I really like the rhythmic scheme of the chorus. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can't stop, don't care if I lose, 2, 3, baby. Like, yeah. That rest kills me. That's awesome. That's just so cool. And I like the subject matter. I love the chords. You know, it's got that flat 7 chord in there, Phil. Mm. Remember that flat 7 chord?
Flat 7.
Let's talk about the chords for this.
It's got a first inversion in there.
Yeah, it does. So, okay. It's in the key of D. So I know all my listeners want to learn how to play this Katy Perry song. So I'm going to show it to you really quick.
Can you tell Richie's excited about
everybody
it?
Grab your guitars. We're going to play a Katy Perry song together. Yay. Okay, it's D. Remember when I dove into the crowd and she got a bloody knee and D. My skin, blah, 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 blah. G. Okay, now it goes to the pre-chorus.
I think guitar players know those two chords. Right?
B minor. G. Okay, now the C. Oh, the C. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I love that. That's the flat 7. A. That's the chord that trips Phil up every time we're learning a tune.
What you talking about?
And now the chorus.
Well, because it's out of key.
It is.
Don't blame him.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Phil. I love you.
I love you too.
What?
The A's not out of key.
D, A, B minor, F sharp minor, G, A, D. That's the chorus. Then there's a bridge. B minor. G. B minor. Then G, A, D. Now, you've never sung this song really before, Ariel, right?
No.
Because this is not your favorite song.
It's not my favorite, but I like it. But it was never one that I was like, let me learn it, you know?
Until I said, can you please come over and sing?
And then I was like, I guess I can do it. No, I really wanted to do it, so I just made myself learn it.
All right, I'm going to stand up for this one, and because I'm ready to just rock the fuck out to this. I will break shit. I'm gonna just go nuts. I've been waiting so long to play this song with you.
With me?
So because I know you're gonna kill this.
Because I'm a special lady.
You're my special girl. All right, guys. Everybody know what they're supposed to play? All right, here we go. Here we go. It.
My heart is me wide open. I can't stop.
Thank you very, very much for coming and singing that. All right, you can go home now.
Okay, bye.
Let's call her Special Bus.
Can I just be called Special?
I didn't start it.
Special Bus?
What the hell?
You said... when you
Special Bug?
Wow.
No, I said Bus.
No, say Bug.
It's a dark
special
place.
Bug?
That sounds cute. It doesn't make me feel offended.
So if you had to pick a Katy Perry song to do, which one would it be?
Probably like Mannequin.
Oh, it's a good one.
Mannequin. Yeah.
I feel like
Mannequin. Yeah, that's the song to play.
Let's go around the room. What's everybody's favorite Katy Perry song?
Can we stop talking about Katy Perry?
What's your favorite Katy Perry song?
I like Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Oh, I was gonna say that.
Hummingbird Heartbeat.
I feel like there's been way too many podcasts dedicated.
That's a good one.
Tastiest
Andy, what's your favorite
Katy
Perry song?
Maybe E.T.
E.T.
E.T. is a great song.
I have to say, You're So Gay. Since Muff said, Jared said,
You're So Gay.
I love that one.
Amory, what's yours?
You're So Gay.
Amory's on like. In rare form tonight.
He is. Hey, Brandy.
It's the sweatpants.
What's your favorite Katy Perry song?
I have to say, it's probably Hot and Cold because the first time I heard it was when Richie played it.
Wait.
Firework.
You're a jerk, Andy. Your wife just expressed an opinion and you turned around and went to her. No. That's not what you like. You like what I tell you to like.
In all fairness, it's true. Firework is my favorite Katy Perry song. Like, if I'm feeling bad, I will put it on to feel empowered as a woman. Like, no joke. I will feel that. It's embarrassing, but it's true. But the first time I heard you sing Hot and Cold, it like made me think, who is this Katy Perry?
Yeah. I really related to You're
you know,
So Gay.
You know, sometimes...
Because like, I have an H&M scarf.
I have an H&M scarf, too.
All right, we'll do that on another show, because I really want to play it right now, and Anne-Marie's giving me the axe.
It's nice, right?
And sometimes I feel like a plastic bag.
Yeah, and I do listen to Mozart while... Never mind.
Just think through the wind.
I wanted to tell...
So Phil's more gay than you.
I have to tell a story because I was listening back to the other podcast that we did, and I keep calling Jarrett Muff. And let's get that out of the way now.
No,
I think now's the time.
I don't think there's anything to clear up. Where are we, 2014? 20 plus years ago already?
Yeah.
When you bought that t-shirt.
When I bought this t-shirt that conveniently says The Muffin
Man
on
it. Oh my God, you're wearing a t-shirt. He's wearing a t-shirt that says The Muffin Man, and this is the origin of this story.
Richie and I have been friends for over 20 years, and when his family's music store first opened, we were taking a bus ride there, and it was me, him, and... Does it matter if I say his name? Is he listening? It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Me, Richie, and Matt Gruber. And
was it Neil or
no? It was just the three of us.
Really?
It was Matt because you had your bass. He had his bass. You had a guitar, and I had all your camera equipment.
Right.
And we were on the bus, and there were a bunch of like hoodlums in the back. I'll call them hoodlums. The back of the bus smelled like. Oh, God. No, I can't even.
Just tell the damn story, man.
No. Now I don't want to.
It was a Tuesday.
Richie, these are all stand-up stories that Richie likes. Very long, drawn out. So we were in the back of the bus, and they were asking us, like, oh, you the guitarist? And Richie was like, yeah. And they were like to Matt, like, oh, you the bass player? And they were like, yeah. And I had a bunch of video equipment, and they were like, oh, you the video guy? And some guy stood up, and he was like, no, he's the Muffin Man. I was like, the Muffin Man. How'd you get on this bus, Muffin Man? And I just remember him like singing and like standing and all the kids in the back like laughing and stuff like that. And
I remember he goes, the Muffin Man, M-U-F-F. And then he thought about it for a second.
I just remember that too.
I-N. Right? And then we got off the bus and I started laughing my ass off because he stopped at M-U-F-F. I said, that's your name.
That's it.
I said, you're Muff. You're Muff from now on. And I've been calling him Muff for over 20 years now.
But it's explained it to his family and then his friends and then my friends. And I can't shake it.
Well, I didn't know that your name was Jarrett until maybe like 3 years into dating Richie.
That's not real.
That's real.
That's wrong.
I kept hearing about a Muff, but I was like, Jarrett? Who's Jarrett?
Can I tell you?
Well, you weren't living here at the time.
No, I was still living in Chicago. Can I tell you, it was like, I think it was a senior in college, and I was out at a bar, and a bunch of my friends had got me a t-shirt from Seaside Heights that said TNA Patrol, and it said, no muff, too tough, we dive at 5. And I'm wearing that shirt, and this kid comes up to me, and we're in a bar, and he goes, oh my God, we got to get that for Muff from the swim team. And I'm like, there's another guy named Muff at this college. What an odd thing. And I was like, he goes, yeah, he's on the swim team with us. And I was like, well, how did he get his nickname? And he totally used like 1960s Batman like logic to get there. He was like, well, his last name is Heinecke, and that kind of sounds like Meineke, and Meineke sells mufflers, so then we started calling him Muffler, but then that kind of started shortened to Muffle, and then Muff. And he was like, it's like, wait, a gallon of milk. It's the milkman, Batman. Wait a second. Milk is white. Clouds are white. Clouds are in the sky.
I remember I was on the phone with you. I was on a gig with... one of my dad's girl singers. I'm not going to say who it is. And I was on, and I'm on the phone with you, and I'm like, all right, Muff, I'll talk to you later. I hang up. And she goes, what did you just say? I said, I'm talking to my friend. What's his name? Muff. She goes, I want to meet him. And I'm like, and I'm so, why? He goes, you don't know what Muff means, do you?
No.
And then someone had to tell me.
Well, that's what I thought you guys were talking about all these years.
That's the lesson you learned when you were 13 years old.
Yeah. So,
that's the day that Richie became a man.
Yeah, so that's...
So if you hear Richie going back and forth between my actual name and my nickname, now you know he's talking to the same person.
Does it bother you to be called Muff?
No, it's fine because I'm so used to it.
He's wearing a shirt that says
the
Muffin
Man. I'm so used to it, but when I get introduced to people now as like an adult, I think it's like sometimes it's weird. Like when I get introduced to like Anne Marie's mom for the first time, and it's like, this is Muff, and I'm like,
and she says, I want to meet him.
No rim shot? Come on, Andy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Ariel, I'm going to pick on you a little more.
Okay.
actually, I just wanted to say that Anne-Marie and I got married in October. Ariel sang at our wedding, and she was one of the only students we had sing. Don't cry. It's fine.
Oh.
No.
I thought you were talking to Anne-Marie. She was just crying because you're married.
Oh, my God. I'm going to jump around a little bit today because I'm just in that mood.
Jump up and get down.
We were shopping at Macy's the other day.
Yesterday.
And I go, yesterday. And I go, I have no sense of time. I don't know what time it is, what day it is. We're in like the shorts aisle. And I go, oh, cool. Look at those awesome camouflage shorts.
They were like black and green and orange at the same time. They were horrible.
And she's like, no. And I go, oh, why did I get married? And some random guy is walking by. He goes, yeah, man, I know.
And then he keeps walking.
And he kept walking.
He stopped his phone call to make that comment and then kept walking.
That's like the... I went with my sister.
So he
once.
Goes, yeah, man, good question.
Yeah, man, good question.
That's like I went... When my sister was pregnant with my nephew, I went with her to Babies R Us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll stand here with the cart. You go find the thing you needed to. And I was just standing in Babies R Us with the empty cart and got so many nods from like gentlemen like, I know.
Oh, my God. But so at our wedding, you sang Your Move by Yes.
Yeah.
And take a straight. I'm not gonna make you sing it now because I had my friend Andy. That's boom, 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 ding. I had my friend Andy Graziano play guitar on it, and he plays it much better than I play it. That was a very cool thing you did, and I want to thank you again for doing that.
No, I want to thank you for having me.
Aww.
When Anne-Marie kind of tricked me into learning the song.
I tricked her because I was like, we were considering the idea of that song, and I wasn't sold on that song being the processional. And Richie was like, no, man, it's great. I'm like, but those words mean nothing in that song. They mean absolutely nothing. So I was like, whatever. I was like, oh, Ariel, I think we're going to do the song in the recital. Can I see how you sound on it? And so I'm like sitting there playing with the guitar, and I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. And then I secret taped it, and then I sent it to Richie, and I was like, it's so pretty.
That part I didn't know until just now. Secret spy tape.
Creeping. Anne-Marie creeping.
I taped it for rehearsal purposes, but I really sent it to Richie.
That makes more sense now.
My dad thought it was a recording. That's how good you sang it. He didn't even realize.
Oh, he didn't even know she was there. Like, he's like, what? Wait, Ariel's here? She's singing right now? I'm like, that was 20 minutes ago.
You know what? That was a near perfect ceremony. I mean, like, not a lot of things go perfect at weddings. Yeah. And, you know, you plan so much. And when you overplan things, they turn into a shit show sometimes. But the actual ceremony was near perfect. There was one element that I wanted that I just couldn't afford. I wanted Chewbacca to give me a medal after getting married.
Oh, you totally could have done that.
No, I called the guy. It was $600 just for 15 minutes.
Will Chewbacca do it?
What? I called Chewbacca, and I said, hello, Chewbacca, and he said... No, because, like at the end of A New Hope, when they all get medals...
I would have preferred Admiral Akbar. It's a trap!
If there's anybody who objects, it's a trap!
It's a trap!
Just walks out.
Oh, my God.
Did you defeat an evil power in the galaxy to deserve a medal?
I deserved a medal, sure.
This conversation now.
Why?
Stop.
This is a good conversation.
Wherever it's going, it's bad.
It's good.
He defeated the evil.
Stop it.
Do you have a tech tip for today?
A tech tip for today? Let's see.
Are you thinking of one right now?
I am thinking of one right now. But no, we don't have to do. You know, it's good. You know,
came prepared.
He came very prepared. Today.
We could talk about your other guitar that's having a problem.
No, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, we're good. You can move on.
Let's say.
I'm trying to think of what guitar to set up today that could you know.
Why don't we skip?
Yeah, I was gonna say why don't we skip?
Yeah, okay. You know,
Facebook request.
Facebook request. Facebook request. Facebook request.
Does anybody realize how scary that is when you're not expecting it?
Yeah, the first
we'll
time
have to
anybody
warn our guests next time about that. Okay, what do we got?
Do you want me to just go straight to the answer, or you want me to?
No, go straight to the answer. How come you still don't have this down?
You could read a couple, you know.
You act like we've been doing this for months,
but we
and
have.
I should have this down by now.
But we have been doing this for months.
This might be episode 3, but we've been doing this for months.
Muff Jarrett, whatever your name is.
Muff Jarrett.
I'd like you to know.
I'd like to see you in my office before
Muff
you leave
Jarrett.
Today.
Yeah.
A2. We're going to go through everybody's nicknames.
We're talking about your... Your
TPS reports.
My TPS reports. Yeah, we're going to need you to have the Facebook request ready when we do the show. That'd be great.
I'm going to print them out and put them on a clipboard for you.
Ooh, a clipboard.
Talk about your favorite Facebook requests, maybe.
My favorite Facebook requests don't involve Richie or music. It's like, guess whose legs are spread getting out of a limo in Hollywood?
You know what? Move on. Let's just go.
Here's a Bud Fee's quiz.
BuzzFeed, yeah.
BuzzFeed. Here's 27 things you never knew about
back
Goonies.
Back to the Future character. Have you?
All right, who hasn't taken a BuzzFeed quiz?
I haven't.
You've never taken one?
You're
I've never
a
actually
liar.
Taken a, no, I haven't
liar.
Taken
you're
a quiz.
You're a liar.
No,
Liza Minnelli.
No, that's terrible. Boo soon.
You took it without posting your results.
No, I am convinced that, like, that BuzzFeed thing is going to be like Skynet. Like, it's just gathering information, and one day everybody's going to be like, giant email hack.
No, but the questions are like, which one of these colors do you like?
Do you like know? Soup?
Which, you know, what dog do you like? And it's like...
And then all of a sudden it's like, you're Jamie Lannister.
Exactly. It takes all this random data. Anyway, I did one.
Taking a quiz.
I did one, and it says, you should live in Portland.
Oh, no.
You took that quiz from me. I remember
did
it.
You? Oh, I did?
You were so disappointed because I got London and you were like, Portland.
No, because like, it was like, I got Tokyo. I got like, all these cool places. Like, I got fucking Portland.
Well, there's a big music scene over there.
It's all young hip
kids. I like
kids.
Portland.
You I know got what? Staten Island.
I have a Portland.
Which Portland? Which Portland?
Oregon.
Oh.
I have a great Portland
Staten
story.
Staten Island a possibility of an answer?
You got where you live now. Stay there and don't ever leave.
When I was in Portland, the airport with Blue Oyster Cult, and my mom says that when I was a little kid, I used to be very friendly, and then I grew up to be a sort of miserable prick of an adult, because I'm just like I have a problem feigning sincerity, and I'm trying very hard. No, I don't know. I guess I do this Everybody, all my fucking friends are just sitting there shaking their head. Yeah, you do that. Go ahead, Andy, elaborate. What do you want to say, motherfucker? Come on, Cletus. Come at me, bro.
You're a sincere person. Sometimes it doesn't come across that way.
Oh, yes, wow. I don't convey it. That was he liked judo. He judo chopped me with his words. You sidestepped me. Okay. But anyway, yeah.
No, you just feel too much.
Yeah, there's times when I want to tell like Richie something,
much.
And I'm like, no, I'm just gonna tell Anne-Marie because Anne-Marie probably care more.
Anne-Marie's sensitive, like her microphone.
So, anyway, this is the time I learned to stop doing that, and it happened in Portland Airport. I was about to get on a plane, and I have like a ritual. Like the ritual when you fly as much as Andy and I do, you have a ritual before you get on the plane. You got to make sure you go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? There's a few things everybody does. Like you go to the bathroom. Like me, I have to go to the bathroom, make sure I have water, even though you get some on the plane. Because I hate like when I wake up and the flight attendants are nowhere to be found,
right.
And I'm going like I fire mouth.
Sound like a dying cat when you wake up from a nap.
I do, so I want the water. And the other thing is, sometimes when your ears pop, I like to have gum.
Right.
So,
and when you wake up, you want to have some gum too.
Right. So, I was at the airport and I go to the gate and I realize I don't have gum. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get gum. So Eric is talking to this guy, this kind of like unassuming looking guy with like glasses, and he's wearing a jacket that has a 501st patch on it. Now, if anybody knows what that is, that's the Star Wars Darth Vader's Stormtrooper Battalion, right? But that's also a cosplaying organization of...
It's a community, yeah.
Yeah, of people who just have Stormtrooper costumes. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So Eric goes, hey, Rich, check this out. This guy is part of the 501st. And I'm thinking, I need gum. The plane's about to take off. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. That's awesome, man. Right? He goes, yeah, cool. And then I went and got my gum. So Eric's chatting with the guy. And he's sitting next to him on the plane. They're talking, and at the end of we land in New York, and Eric comes up to me. He goes, "Do you know who this guy is?" And he shows me a business card that says Timothy Zahn on it. I go, "Of course I know who Timothy Zahn is. He's like the best Star Wars author there is. All the expanded universe stuff. Uh-huh. He invented Mara Jade, my favorite non-canon character. Like like it's amazing." He goes, "Yeah, that's who that guy was." I'm like, "What? I had so many questions for him. Oh my god!" I'm like, "I just totally blew that guy off."
For gum. What kind of gum?
I don't know. Like, I think I was into the pina colada gum.
It wasn't that fresh.
It was bad. So ever since then, I make sure I try very hard to be nice to everybody. Or just have gum.
Make sure
now
you have
I
gum.
Now I always have 20 packs of gum on me in case I meet Timothy Zahn again. But,
and there's your Facebook request.
Yeah. No, but I wasn't mean to him. It was just that, like, you know. All right, so anyway, the Facebook request, let's get to it. I'm sorry. Go on.
I just wanted to say that you always had your skis shined up and you grab a stick of juicy fruit because the taste is going to move you. The Facebook request is... The taste is going to move it when you pop it in your mouth. That's the Facebook request. The Facebook request this week is by Don Roser, our very own Blue Oyster Cult.
Yay!
Don Buck Dharma.
I'm not going to pooch it this time. I'm just going to say who the Facebook request was by.
Okay.
And we can just play it.
Oh, good idea. Well, no, I'll tell you. It needs a little bit of setup.
Oh,
it's, yeah. No, he said he wants anything by Michael McDonald.
Okay.
So we can oblige him. Can we duel on this?
We can duel on this.
Yeah.
Richie and I, as much as we love Katy Perry.
So I had to warm up there.
I know you guys can't see this, but Richie just took a gauntlet and he threw it down.
Oh. a bearded gauntlet. A white-haired bearded gauntlet.
What?
Okay.
Because Michael McDonald
that's
has
not what
white.
A gauntlet is.
A gauntlet is just it can be an action or a glove.
I'm gonna play keyboards on this one. This has some really cool chords.
I know what I'm talking about, Emery.
You're an action glove.
Okay. There's a pedal on the G, and it goes. So that's basically what's going on in the left hand. We have. I don't know what that chord is. But I'm playing a A flat, C, and a D. What would you call that?
Are you playing the white keys
A-flat,
and the
C,
black
D,
keys
that's
together?
That's a A flat major flat 5.
With a G in the bass?
Over G.
No, that's a a flat 9-13.
Yeah, it's like a flat, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's got all funny shit.
And then it goes, which is like F, C. And then I have D 7th, D minor 7th. So this sort of, that's like a flat 5, I guess. It's like a C flat, C9 flat 5.
No, well, yeah, I guess. If, yeah. You're, in, if you're in G.
We're in the key of C. With the G pedal, so it's...
9-9-5-5.
So that, those are the chords to the verse. And then we have this like descending riff going on in the pre-chorus where we just, you know... Then the bass, the high parts stay the same. The bass goes... A C. Sorry. B flat. A. A flat. G. F. E. And then I think the chords go like... Oh, sorry. Then F. So it's C, C seventh, F, A, F minor, E, a C. Like that. And now the chorus is... so that's like C seventh with an E in the bass. Play the bass for this, Phil.
First inversion.
Okay. Yeah, first inversion. So E.
Which part
E, E, play an E note, please. Thank you. Then F. Then, yeah, and I stay on the F. So that's how it goes, you know. And it's the F over G kind of chord. So those are the chords to this. There's a sax solo. I have a feeling Jared's going to handle that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you ready to do this, man?
Did you tune up your saxophone?
I tuned up my...
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Sorry.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised in this living.
Michael McDonald up you?
Here.
Take this message to my brother.
Not bad.
You will find him everywhere. Yama will be there. Wherever people live together. We're tired in poverty's despair.
very nice.
My goatee hurts now.
We gotta do like a video where we dress up. I mean, we you and I did that one song that we never did a video for.
And we should re-record that. That though, Don called, what did he call it? He called us the Golden Arches. Because we were both McDonald's. You don't remember that?
Oh my god. What's the origin to your obsession with Michael McDonald? Because I remember like one day you like were like, oh, this is like really like intense, like awesome soul stuff going on, but it sounds funny.
I do remember it kind of coming out of nowhere
for him.
But it's
hard to like sing.
Here's what happened.
It's not easy to
sing. He's got an incredible voice.
I was watching Tommy Davidson, the comedian, and he was doing all these vocal impressions. And he went, and don't worry, I've been lied to. I've been told too many times before. Girl, don't you worry. he did this whole like thing. He goes, he's like, he doesn't even say words. He just goes, you know, he's just making sounds. So I tried to do that naturally, and I would just do that at like parties and be stupid. And then I try, like everything else, I tried to get really good at it.
Right.
And I'm making fun of him the whole time. And then as I'm making fun of him, I'm like, damn, this guy can fucking sing. I'm like, this guy is an awesome singer.
You became a better singer by trying to make fun of him.
I know. It was like, I learned vocal technique by mocking Michael McDonald. And I'm like, wow.
You should make an instructional tape called Mocking
Michael
McDonald.
Michael McDonald is awesome. He sings the right way. I sing a stupid way. Right. So I have like total respect for Michael McDonald. And I actually, from it started off with me like kind of goofing around to I love Michael McDonald now. When I try to emulate him, I'm not trying to make fun of him. I'm trying to really sound like him because
I
admire
him. Well, we did Power of Love, the last podcast.
Yeah.
And during the bridge, you know that all in love is fair. You did that once on a gig, and you sang it like Michael McDonald. You said that all in love. And I can never unhear that. And every time I hear the song, if I hear somebody sing it normally, I'm like, you're singing it wrong. It's wrong.
Let's do one segment here. Let's give Jarrett something to analyze. And I think you have something all picked out already.
I do? Oh,
yeah.
This thing here on the couch?
This is going to be called, what piece of gear is this?
Well, you have to tell them what it is, though. Okay. Or you want
please,
me to try?
Please, take your earplugs off or earphones.
Earmuffs.
Headphones.
Muffs.
Take my ear me's off.
This segment is called, what piece of gear is this? Featuring Jarrett Pressman. Okay, now stop.
All right, because you can't do it.
I can't talk and play at the same time. The piece of gear is an Aphex Punch Factory DI pedal and compressor pedal built into one. Okay. All right, yeah. Let's go.
Hello.
All right, so please tell us what piece of gear this is and describe what it does. Here we go.
Let's see. Here we got the good old Punch Factory Model 1404. It's an optical compressor. What this does is when you're watching a band, it compresses your optics so you can see the band more clearly, which is really important when you're at a gig where people are playing instruments and you're using your ears. There's a notice on the back that if you need to replace the battery, you would remove the four corner screws. That's a good design for this. Being a square makes it much easier to transport. You got a drive knob and a volume knob and a genuine button. It's what we call genuine in the music industry.
Oh my god. There you go. Okay, so what do you think it is?
Well, it's obviously a compressor.
Hey! What does a compressor do? Ha ha!
It's when you're singing and then you step on it, then the recording sounds like somebody squishing your nuts.
You know what? He's kind of right.
Okay, I'm gonna give that one to him.
I know it's kind of like.
Oh my god!
No, I do know it's kind of. It's like it's a pedal, but I just don't know what a compressor is.
Where's your music?
I left it somewhere. Anyway, I have to educate. So what a compressor does is it limits the dynamic range. So if you're playing something.
What? Sorry. Why does this have a picture of a ghost on the back?
It actually does.
That's scary.
Because it has phantom power.
Is that really what?
is a picture of a ghost on the back.
Show me.
Don't you know that's the universal sign for phantom power? It's a.
It's Casper.
It's Casper.
No, you're lying. That is not true.
There's a ghost on the back of it. No Look, way. It's an Aphex Punch Factory pedal.
It looks like a Frankenberry marshmallow.
Oh my god.
It does.
That is
that's
not the universal
like.
Sign for phantom power.
It is not.
That is. Do you didn't know that the universal sign for phantom power was a ghost?
It's 48V. You're
no,
lying.
It's a ghost.
Yes, that's what's right underneath the.
Yeah, but I've never ever seen a ghost before.
What if you don't know
and
what numbers are like?
I wonder why
like.
I've never seen a ghost before.
And a lightning arrow too.
Like okay, so
everybody knows what
a compressor. What it, now? A lot of people are, especially musicians, are unclear on what a compressor does. A compressor. All right. So if I'm playing something like this, you know, and I go, you hear there's like some low notes and some loud notes. What the compressor does is it makes the loud notes not quite as loud. So it makes it evens out all the volumes. They call it dynamics limiting or dynamics processing.
I saw a great ad that was for some audio piece of gear, and they used a old ad that they had. It was a graphical representation of what everything does. So they had a mouse, a little picture of a mouse, and a big picture of a lion.
Yeah.
And then after the compressor, they were both the same size.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's such a cute yeah. idea.
So it actually, so like if you're Look playing bass, it. For example, and some of the notes aren't coming out, or you have a string that's not quite as loud as the other strings, it'll even everything out and make all the notes the same volume pretty much. And that pedal does that, but it's also a direct box. So you can have your compression, but you can also go into a PA. It runs off phantom power. I kind of like it, and that's what we usually use through Phil's bass. You know, we usually plug Phil's bass into that, but for some reason today, it didn't work. So, because Jared broke it. Okay, it's getting that to be that time. So we're gonna do one more song. We're gonna do a little Band Geek Conquers.
Forgot that.
Never any warning with you guys. Just
no.
Like,
no
just...
I remember it now.
You want to do it again, Phil?
Sure, let's do it one more time.
Three, four.
All right, that was Bangy Conquers. Let's go.
We've conquered it.
It's conquered that. Yeah, it's still home.
All right, good night, everybody.
See you guys later. I'm going home.
So I'm going to pick another song. It's not a Facebook request. This is a me request.
Richie request!
Yeah, do you remember when I said that this is like a sampler of all the shows I want to do?
Yeah,
because I'd also want to do like an Anne-Marie Unleashed show where I pick songs that I like the way you sing that you probably hate singing. But
like this song?
Like this next song. I know you're probably tired of singing this because we've done this on countless gigs, but I just love the way you sing this. I think you freaking kill this song.
Aww.
And now we have Ariel here who can do the high part, and I don't have to do the high part. So this is Alone by Heart. I don't even know the chords to this.
Yeah, you do.
It's a piano.
I'll be playing piano on this song.
Okay. B flat minor, G flat major, A flat major with a G flat, B flat minor, G flat major, A flat major, F. So that's the verse. Then it goes to a pre-chorus, F sharp, D flat with an F in the bass.
First inversion.
D flat minor. No, sorry, E flat minor. Back to the first inversion chord. So G flat. D flat first inversion, E flat, then A flat sus 4 A flat, D flat. Now chorus goes to another key, E flat minor, B.
The guitar part.
Yeah. F sharp. Oh, I should do solo in flats. I'm sorry. E flat minor, C flat.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
G flat, D flat. So it does it again. And then it goes to the how do I get you alone part, which is, so that's like a G flat chord in first inversion, then a C flat chord or a B chord. D, I hate calling B C flat, but you have to.
So
I call it B. Do I have everybody's permission to call that chord B?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, just don't call it F sharp. That's a bad.
Okay, G flat first inversion, B, D flat.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
We all happy with that?
Right.
Andy's not happy with that.
Do you, the listeners at home?
F sharp.
Okay. F sharp, B, C sharp. Yeah. That's fine too. I don't. I'm whatever key you want to do.
You guys listening at home, feel free to argue along with us.
So there's a harmony in the chorus.
This is an enharmonic disaster.
So it goes. Till now. All right. So first, I'm gonna sing it the way
this
we used
the
to sing it.
Worst lesson ever.
This is a good lesson. This is good. First, I'm gonna sing it the way that I sing it without Ariel being here. Ready, me and you, Amory. Three, four.
Till now, I always got.
Those notes.
How do I get you to leave me alone?
So, anyway, so now, can Ariel, can you please do those harmonies? So that
I'll do it. I don't think I can.
Is there anyone?
So, in order to sing those high notes, you just have to close your eyes and scream.
All right, so you two, how do I get you alone? Three, four.
How do I get you alone?
That sounds much better. Thank you. Let's do this.
That sounds like the Wilson sisters, not the Wilson sister and her angry brother.
That sounds like Wilson the ball being deflated.
So you remember what you thought a compressor did?
Right. Oh,
that's what just happened to Richie.
Yeah. I thought his had spirit.
Oh,
though.
So
I really like
without
the
compressor, it sounds like Richie. With the compressor, it sounds like Ariel.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
That's a great, great explanation of a compressor.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll be writing a blog about this to clear that up for people. All right, here we go, alone.
And that was Richie's technique.
That was my technique. Right. Okay, here we go.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. Tonight, no answer on the telephone, and the night goes by so very slow. I hope that it won't end well, alone. Till now, always got by.
Violin sounds, I'm sorry.
But the secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown. Alone.
Andy, do it! Henry, project strength!
How do I get you alone?
awesome.
That was epic.
That was freaking epic. I love you. Good job, honey.
He was swaying.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my awesome drum.
Andy,
fill.
I love you. Good job. Phil. My
drum fill.
Yeah.
Good job on bass. Thank you very much for listening to the Band Geek Podcast. I'd like to thank our special guest, first ever special guest, woo-hoo! Ariel Perez.
Thank
Check
you
her
for
out
having
on Facebook.
Me.
She has great original music.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Brandy Metaxas, my wife Anne Marie, Andy Askelis on drums, Phil Castellano on bass, Jarrett Pressman on vocals and kazoo. I'm Richie Castellano. Have a good one. Thanks.